Hello, Funny Bunny.
Hi, Nagi Ninja.
Welcome to our episode one
Yay!
of
Table is doing
our
noises.
of our K-pop podcast called,
If you'd ask me,
or if you'd ask us as we are
we're
too.
still not decided on if this is if you'd ask us or if you ask. It should be if you'd ask us.
As we completely failed to introduce our first social media account in the intro
That's how
episode,
inexperienced we are.
we would like to first start about by mentioning it. It's at if you'd ask me, as you would spell it without the apostrophe. So IFYOUDASKME. If you'd ask me, at if you'd ask me, that's on Instagram. The account is still fresh and new, but you can follow us if you want to keep updated by with episodes.
Yes, or random stuff in between. Let's see. Okay, let's head over to our first segment.
Segment.
News.
News segment. What is the first news of these couple weeks of the year?
Well, as 2021 just started, I think the biggest news for me so far is obviously GOT7 leaving JYP. I'm not sure if to applaud or not on this matter because I think if they all want to leave, it is a great thing and so they are free. Obviously, they were not treated as well with JYP as they should have been, so it's a good thing. But then probably it's also a bit of a sad thing because, well,
You're losing the whole group as a unit. You won't have them performing together, at least for now, and so on.
yes, it's well very still unclear what will happen with GOT7. I'm hoping the best.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too.
Well, all the stuff that I hear about it is that the members themselves are very
Happy.
happy
Yeah.
about it and
They were very
also.
cheerful, very laughy and smiley during the Golden Disco Award performance.
Yes, that was
They
very
had a
nice
lot
to
of
see.
fun.
Yes.
So it was a nice last stage.
Yes. And also, if you follow the people on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, you will find all kind of hopeful messages from the members themselves, I think. They're all saying, like, this is not the end, something like this. And it's only a beginning, or it's a change, or it's a new thing happening in any case, so I'm hoping that even if they split apart to different agencies, they will still manage to come together as a
At some
group.
point.
Yes.
And related small mini impressive news.
Where's the tweet? We should have this tweet prepared. No one is prepared, man.
Not even following them.
Yes,
Why didn't
well, this is. This is about Mark. Mark of GOT7 intended to go back to the US after now finishing his contract, and he wants to open his
YouTube channel.
YouTube channel, which he did, and successfully so, I'd say, because he tweeted.
You guys are seriously too much. Silver play button with no videos. Let's go. Green heart. This is impressive. I find this amazing.
Yeah, it is kind of very cute. I think it's a very cute fan interaction somehow. If they like all these fans manage to give him a silver play button on YouTube, which means he has to have at least 100,000 followers.
I think, or 250, whatever, I don't know.
I think 100,000
Yeah.
or something. And well, he did not upload anything. He just created it and bam.
Yeah, and at the moment where this podcast is being recorded, it's at 708,000
Wow, he's really
subscribers.
heading towards the million without having done anything.
Yeah. This is amazing. I good job fans. Good
Yes,
job fans. I'm
yes.
all for this.
I think this is really.
I subscribe.
Me too. I
Great.
think best video contents ever so far.
None.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I like it, and I'm expecting some great stuff from that YouTube channel.
Yeah. And I'm also expecting some nice stuff from the people who are joining either Jay Park's company or Rain's company or wherever they go.
Yes, I'm curious actually to see where they all will end up.
Yeah.
So far, the only thing that I really know more about is that Yukyeom wants to go to the...
Acting.
No. He wants to go to Jay Park's company. I think he had something about wanting to learn more about the hip-hop stuff and dancing and whatever. So if that is what he wants, I'm thinking that this is a great company.
You know, it's quite ironic that a member that recently left JYP goes to a company of a former member of JYP. I mean, knowing the history of Jay Park with JYP, I don't know how old the people are who are listening to this, but if you know the history of Jay Park with JYP and the former group, it's a bit ironic that Yukyeom is also joining. It's a nice irony.
I found it kind of funny also, especially as I think I read also a news article that had something in the title like Yukyeom heading to Jay Park and fans are bringing out the popcorn to watch or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like this, not exactly like this, but I am also having my popcorn ready.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, it is kind of funny already. It's starting already kind of with like JYP himself, not the company, but himself unfollowing random people out of the GOT7 members on Twitter. It starts to get nasty funny.
Yeah. Hopefully I think it will just stay nasty funny. I don't want to have any nasty, but as they left when the contract ended, there is no, yeah.
Yes.
So we'll just be watching some fun comedy and we'll be following GOT7 as they fly along their separate trails of life.
Wow. We are so romantic with them, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, if you are also interested, you should really all... like find some new stuff because it's quite entertaining. Like all the headlines are very entertaining about it, like how they are unfollowing, how Bam Bam reacts to JYP unfollowing and stuff like this. There's a lot of fun going on.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's kinda more happy news than sad news, even though it's, like I said, unclear what is happening in the future, but there is too much fun in it to be completely sad. So apart from the GOT7 news, let's have a quick read into what is happening right now. Is there anything interesting happening in K-pop land? What do we see here?
TXT actor Yeonjun trends worldwide following his K-drama debut.
So here's a K-drama. I'm not informed about this.
Live on. He played a ghost ex-boyfriend.
No, a ghosted.
A ghosted ex.
Well, these are two different things. If he's ghosted or if he's a ghost. I hope he's only ghosted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Well, obviously, let's see. I mean, I'm...
Looks
I'm,
like a funny drama.
Yes. I'm usually watching some of these dramas when they have random... K-pop idols in them just to check out if they are actually good in acting or not. So maybe we give this a try.
Yep.
What else is happening? Monster X is shown who opens his own personal Instagram account. Congratulations.
What is the handle? Let's promote this. I'm pretty sure everybody knows by now.
Yeah, more than us, obviously, probably. Hello.
Where is it? Excuse me. Shonu Ayo. Yeah. At Shonu Ayo. Shonu, Shonu Ayo by Ayo. Amazing. He has 182,000 followers already with two posts.
Okay.
Well, fans are impressive. Man, we lost.
Yes, they are.
She idled Shuhua's Chinese fan club to halt album orders due to unfair line distribution. Ah, yeah, we heard about this. Apparently, she has in the new song that they released only 3.9 seconds. Ah, the song is called Hua. She only has 3.9 seconds of lines in the song, and so the Chinese fans hate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always complicated with a lot of members. I don't know how
I mean, music the line, is produced. The line distribution for me is always some kind of
mystery.
Mystery, a riddle. I don't know, because sometimes I think, why? Why are they doing... I mean, obviously, you will always have some like main vocals and main rappers and so on. So, and then maybe you have some that are just doing more ad-lib stuff, or they're just more in the supporting ranges or whatever. But yeah, maybe they also feel more comfortable. Maybe they don't actually want to have more lines because, I mean, maybe the dancing and whatever. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. Or maybe they all listened to it and thought, well, the other one sounds better.
Yeah, we can never know if there was forced upon them and her just given 3 seconds. Or them agreeing as a team together that it sounds better like this, because, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit tricky when it comes to music production and music distribution and stuff like that, because we don't really know what happens in the studios and what happens technically. Of course, you would want them to be divided equally. You would also want your favorite people to always be on there, but... Sadly, it's not as easy, huh?
Yeah, if they'd ask me, I would also prefer them to split the lines more equally, if possible. I mean, if you, for example, have a group with 3 rappers and you only have 1 rap line in there, it's going to be difficult to have the rappers have as much parts as the singers. But in general, if possible, I'd also like it if they... can make it a bit more even in this. And I'm pretty sure it could be possible.
Yeah, especially if it's distribution between vocals, singers. All right, one last news before we move to the next corner.
What is catching your eye? Well, the thing that right now I have in line is BTS's stylist under fire again for ill-fitting outfits at Golden Disc Awards.
Isn't that what the kids call... oversized fashion? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I did not check exactly in what kind these were ill-fitting this time. I mean, I know that for a while, apparently, it seems like they always have too
wide
clothes or clothes that are too big. Or I don't know. I think for the time cover that they did, or the time photo spread that they did, they also had issues with the clothes. I'm not sure exactly if this is something that we should hate on or nag on, or if this is just what is fashion right now. I'm really not sure, because I cannot see that they don't have the money to actually buy different clothes if they want.
And I also don't see that I cannot see that they don't have the power to say this is too big, I don't like it like this, make it tighter. I'm sure this is... They think it's comfortable fashion, maybe. I mean, it's a little bit the trend in general in Korea also to have these wide stuff recently. So maybe, I don't know what the young people do for fashion right now.
Yeah, also I never know what is gonna, like what these designers or these stylists have in mind when they... put them in
what
clothes like this.
What concept they are going for and stuff like that. There is surprisingly a lot of thoughts that go into these things. Sometimes the results, you look at it and you think, what the hell? But actually there is usually a lot of thoughts that go among stylists and designers and stuff to figure out final concepts and to stick to it and everything. It's not easy.
So maybe this is just the fans' dislike.
Yeah.
That they don't like them in these very wide outfits. Yeah. I can understand.
I also understand.
I agree with this dislike, if that is what this is about, actually.
Very good transition to our next segment of likes and dislikes.
Yes.
So we'll see you there. Segment 2, likes and dislikes.
Yes. Shall I start with my like?
Yes, please.
So, just this morning, because that's my habit in the morning, I'm always watching random stuff in the morning to wake up. I watched the comeback performance of Victon with their song What I Said. And I like it. I really like it. You should give it a try if you didn't listen to it yet or didn't watch it.
I didn't yet, so I'll do that.
Yes, it is, once again, I think a bit of, what is this called? Like a bit Latina stylish thing. And the dance moves are quite nice. So, and it makes me want to finally learn Victon people. So far, I only know Hanse. By name, not even by face. I'm very sorry. I cannot. I'm very bad at recognizing faces quickly. So I'm also I'm too old to memorize bazillion names. We just recently learned the NCT people. That was an achievement of 2020. So
the like of Funny Bunny is What I Said by Victon. And what is your dislike, Miss Funny Bunny?
This is a dislike that has been bothering me for since probably 2017 or something. Hair. Man.
The mullet hair.
The mullet hair. I don't even know. So, let's say the Baekhyun and Coco Pop. What is with that? JB, sorry. We've talked about GOT7 earlier. I really like it. But JB, what the hell is this hair? Really, I've seen so many performances. Also, Felix.
Stray Kids
Felix. Whenever I see performances with these hairs, man, I'm always shouting, scissors! Because I really, 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 really want to go right there and cut the long part in the neck. Who in the world decided that this is great fashion? No one. No one ever. They had it and then they decided, let's get rid of it. And everyone that had it probably looks at their pictures now and thinks, what the fuck did I do back then? And who decided to bring it back? Ah, I don't understand.
Okay. She is really like this when we watch stuff and she sees someone that shows up with that hair. She gets possessed by the hair disliking demon or I don't know what.
Yes.
This is a personal opinion that is very strong right here, right next to me.
Yes.
So while she calms down.
Yes. Even though. This needed to be said because I need to have more supporters on this topic, hating
it. If you support her opinion, please let us know. For me, I'm absolutely... I'm not disliking as much. I just think whatever.
Whatever? Yeah, because I think in K-pop we are used to so much stupid fashion by this point, usually I also try to think, oh, okay, well, whatever that is, what is happening, then let's have it like this. But the hair cannot happen forever. It cannot continue since 2017 and ongoing.
So if you share her opinion, please comment somewhere, wherever this is going to be, and let us know.
Yes.
That you agree with Funny Bunny's dislike for mullet hair and possession by the demon.
Yes, please help me out. I think Ace's Byungwan, the rapping guy, if you have no idea who his name is, right now they released the Steve Aoki version of their favorite song in that video, man.
He has that hair. Okay, calm down.
Yeah.
Relax. It's my time to discuss my
Okay,
likes.
let's hear Nagi Ninja's. Man, who is the Nagi here? let's hear Nagi Ninja's likes and dislikes. Please hit me. Also.
My like of the week, and you know about it, is MC Andy.
Because he has a crush.
What? Oh my God, I'm too old for this. No, 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 no. No, I have a crush on the song. I love the song. Their comeback, their third album, mini album, I'm not sure. MCNDH and the song Crush or Udangtang in Korean. I really love it. I love the vibe, I love the dance, and I listen to it and it makes me jam. I'm really all for this. And this also, even though I also discovered them pretty quickly last year with the Ice Age, I lost track in between with the Na-Na-Na and Spring and all these things.
You knew Spring. Yeah, but I think we lost track of.
Yeah, with the Earth Age comeback, I lost track a bit. But I'm all for going back on track with this new song and this new album.
I mean, they're still... When did they only debut 2020?
Last year, February.
So they're still fairly new, fairly young. So if you want to jump on the train for MC Andy, give it a try. Even though I personally prefer the Ice Age over the Crush, but the Crush is still nice.
Yeah. And my dislike of the week.
Please don't kill us, but we shall still say it.
G-Man Channel Choker. Or
Chanel.
What channel? What the hell?
The Chanel Choker.
G-Man Chanel Choker of the Golden Disc Award.
Yes. We came across a news article that said fans are going crazy over G-Man Chanel Choker, which was the funniest to us ever because the moment we saw it, we were like, oh God, what is he wearing?
That here... I can totally understand that this is probably also due to the age gap between me and the average fan.
No, I mean, okay, come on. I mean, you can be completely in love with Jimin and be a fan of his. I mean, he's a great dancer and he has nice looks and everything. But if this would be your boyfriend and he would... You are about to leave the house for a party and he would enter the living room wearing the Chanel... Choker.
Well, if this would be my boyfriend, I will send him back to the room to get rid of that.
Yes, exactly. Who?
Maybe these new kids, teenagers, or these new fans, the younger fans, or I don't know, or maybe some older fans like this fan.
I think if you really, really put your mind down to it, no one actually can like it. How? I don't see it. Sorry.
Obviously, it's a joint dislike. Right?
This cannot...
Who's the naggy now?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can like the people and they... I mean, he's still good looking even if he is wearing a Chanel choker, but then without it would have been better.
I think so too. This has part of it. It's my own opinion of not really liking chokers in general. Mm. It really has to be very... particular for me to like the fashion, again as a personal opinion, but also I think the point of Funny Bunny explaining the situation of if this would be your real life boyfriend showing up and you're about to leave the house and he shows up with this choker, what would you think? That would also be a question. What would you think? Would you like it or would you not?
Maybe and, they only like it because it's on Jimin.
Yeah,
everything that touches Jimin's body, we love it.
Man.
Maybe that is opinion. I don't know. It doesn't work for me. I can still hate stuff that is on people's bodies that I like.
Yeah, I know that. Mm. All right, and hopping on this treatment track, we would actually like to discuss the last point, which is a joint, not dislike, but maybe unpopular opinion.
This, I think, is probably, it will be an unpopular opinion for sure. At least for some.
Yeah. The unpopular opinion is as follow. I've seen an article that says, on Koreaboo, that says BTS has now matched an incredible record-breaking milestone on the Billboard Global 200 chart. This is an impressive achievement in general.
Yes, in general.
And in particular for K-pop people, we're even quadruple for it. However... So now, okay, before we go into the however, so the BTS spent for 17 weeks on the chart, 4 of them has been number 1, and it is with what song?
Dynamite, yay!
Why? Well, good question. Why? I can tell you. I understand that people have different tastes. However, why is it that the one K-pop group is reaching such achievements with the one English song they have? Mm. I mean, as somebody who had to, and you too, I'm sure, I know this, as people who had to fight others and to impose our likes and of stuff like K-pop back then, where everybody, no one knew what it was. We had to defend ourselves over and over, and you get so happy when you see that groups are getting international, that the phenomenon of K-pop is growing bigger and bigger, and there are more and more people that are open to it and listening to it and something. And then when such achievement occurs, it happens with an English song.
Yes, I think this is the same. Is it the same in general with the music that they do right now? That is what it feels to me. So they, as a K-pop group, they had amazing songs. They still have really good songs now. But it seems to me now that they are getting worldwide more recognized, like they're super popular everywhere, they need to change their style in music and obviously also their language to achieve
what such achievements.
Yes, what they should have maybe also achieved just with their former music and their Korean songs.
Yeah. I would have been a million times happier for BTS and for this news if this would have happened with ON, for example.
Yep. It's kind of a bit sad that it, because to me it feels like for the Grammys, for example, okay, BTS is nominated for the Grammys, which they deserve, but it seems a bit like, okay, they had to release this Dynamite song, which is in English, to even get the chance. I feel like if they would have not released this English song, they would have not get the nomination, and they would still not be probably played as much on the radio. Even here where I am, it's on the radio suddenly, which no other song of theirs was. Not really, like not on the regular playlist of the radio stations.
I heard a couple times The Boy With Love.
Yes.
But for sure the Dynamite is...
The Dynamite is on the regular playlist for radio stations everywhere, I feel. But it really bothers me that it had to be that English song.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have achieved that with an all Korean song?
Yep.
Make it ON or make it even Fake Love or whatever they had before. I mean, now they're getting bigger in any case, but really, I had so many people ask me like, oh, why do you like these songs? What is this even? What language is this even in my how many years of liking K-pop now? 12?
12, whatever.
Yeah. Or something like this. And I had to defend it so much. And then, so you're always into, really, you're always into when they are having K-pop groups being nominated for stuff in other countries that is not somewhere in Asia, like the
Big Bang in the U.S. and
yes, or in Europe, the European Music Awards or the MTV Music Awards in the U.S. Also, like, all these kind of things, you're always all in for it and you're always happy when you get
no
some
matter
recognition.
The group.
Yes,
yeah.
No matter the group, no matter what. But this, yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit of a drop for me that it's the... Well, my opinion will not change anything. They still deserve the achievement. They still deserve the award for what they have been working on and everything. This all these years, they reached levels that nobody else could. A lot of work for sure. Mm. So it's deserved. It's deserved. It's just that if you'd ask me,
it has a kind of a tiny
bitter
taste or sting.
Yeah. If you'd ask me, I would have. Much if they want to take a 2020 song, I would have definitely gone for ON because it's also in Korean and K-pop is Korean pop. So.
Also, I think in general, the feeling of the song is more K-pop-y, the ON, than the Dynamite and the Boy With Love. They are already a mix of American music. If you ask me, this is K-pop meets US pop.
Yeah.
and not so much my personal taste. Yeah. So, and but the On is still to me what K-pop is. Yeah. So I also would have preferred that.
All right. So we will close this episode here. Thank you for listening. I hope you liked our opinions.
She's too fast, you know. She's very fast because you still have to hit me.
Oh. I'm sorry. I apologize. So,
last corner. Hit me.
Funny Bunny has a very, very, very important question.
I have an obsession.
She has an obsession.
And it is with literally almost every one of Stray Kids Felix's many makeups for all the year-end shows. And there is a special one for the, which one was it again?
KBS.
The KBS year-end show. Yes. And it happened on the 19th of December 2020, where he has very, very, very pretty eye makeup, also with glittery stars. I'm also obsessed with stars. I have to admit that too. Mm-hmm. So, if you have a tutorial how to do this makeup, really, if you found something, maybe, or maybe you did it yourself, and you can share it with me.
Please help me. She is obsessed with this. And if we can get her this answer, that would make her very happy and me at ease.
Yes. So just head to Stray Kids' Instagram, at Real Stray Kids. And go to their 19th of December 2020 pictures. And you will find a picture of Felix with a pretty white outfit and gold glittery stuff and whatever. And then...
Zoom in on the makeup,
and then maybe you know, or maybe you found it already. Maybe you're obsessed like me. So hit me with the tutorials here. Thank you. So now the Nagi Ninja can start to say bye.
Now the real end of the episode. We've reached the end of the first episode. Thank you for whoever listened up to now. We hope you liked our first content, and then and that you shared maybe some of our opinions, or just listened and thought, yeah, these are the old two aunties that I have in the family meeting. In any case, we will see you or hear you soon. You will hear us soon in the next episode. And again, you can find us on Instagram for now at if you'd ask me. Please follow us there, and feel free to comment and
let us know all of our important questions that we had in between, and especially the hit me part.
Yes.
You can comment it there also.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.